USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has told Americans at the city's airport to leave immediately after a credible threat of an attack. The security alert issued on Saturday night said all U.S. citizens in the vicinity of the airport should leave the area and avoid all airport gates. The alert coming after President Biden said earlier on Saturday that he'd been told another attack on the airport was highly likely in the next day or two. Details on the exact nature of the specific and credible threat were not available. And officials in southern Louisiana are urging residents to evacuate as Hurricane Ida bears down on the Gulf Coast. New Orleans' mayor has advised residents to evacuate as several parishes have issued mandatory evacuation orders. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said Saturday that Ida has the potential to be one of the strongest storms to ever hit his state. He's also mobilized more than 4,000 members of the Louisiana National Guard, with another 5,000 ready to be called into action if needed. Ida could strengthen into a Category 4 storm before it makes landfall on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Evacuees are still being flown out of Afghanistan as the deadline for the U.S. withdrawal approaches. The State Department estimates there are about 350 Americans still remaining in the country, with at least 5,400 Americans having been evacuated from Afghanistan since the beginning of the operation. But some lawmakers still want more time ahead of Tuesday's deadline. Representative Rob Whitman says that the U.S. should leave Afghanistan only after all Americans are out. The Virginia Republican tells Fox News that the Taliban should not dictate our timeline.
There are still Americans that need to be evacuated. Secondly, is that there's still significant risk to our military members on the ground. And we are still facing a deadline that the president refuses to move. I believe the deadline needs to be extended. I don't think we should be at the mercy of the Taliban telling us when to get out. This needs to be about a single purpose and a single purpose only, and that is getting every American out of Afghanistan. And we should not have the timeline dictated to us by the Taliban.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
One representative is calling for Congress to return early from recess in order to oversee the state of affairs in Afghanistan. Brad Bernards reports.
Congress needs to return to Washington, D.C. to exercise oversight on the Biden administration's management of the pullout from Afghanistan, Representative Dan Bishop said on Newsmax Friday.
My first thought is that Congress needs to be back in Washington exercising oversight. There are indications of catastrophic ineptitude on the part of the administration managing the entire process, culminating in almost watching in slow motion while brave soldiers were murdered yesterday by terrorists with bombs.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden has blamed former President Donald Trump for his administration's agreement with the Taliban as the reason for the crisis now, but Bishop disagreed. He's the president, said Bishop. President Trump's agreement doesn't bind him. He needs to stop making excuses and take on the responsibility. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And when the final Grand Slam of the tennis season starts next week, it will be in front of a captive and vaccinated audience. The U.S. Open will require fans to prove that they've received at least one dose of COVID vaccine before being allowed to enter the venues. Tournament organizers say that masks will also be required for fans who enter an indoor area. Organizers had previously said last week that masks or vaccines would not be required for entry into the tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.